School is out. A quick note about programming with artificial intelligence. For the first time in my rather amazing life, for a short moment, it occurred to me I might have wasted a whole decade of my life. That is how overwhelming programming with AI is. It will check you. It will make you rethink where you stand. I needed the decade in question. My programming became extraordinarily complex. The code was small and simple, but the programs were not, and I learned mountains. What made me question it, however, is creating an example program called FF Studio. At least one of those F's in there is what you think it is. It is a program that my AI was working on just to improve my programming language. I have it working in real applications, and then I tell the AI, hey, you know, if you need something, why don't you put it into the main language to enhance it, and then you can finish the application. But in that moment, when I saw how pretty FF Studio is, I realized that it's impossible to do any of this without AI. AI gives you a team of about 12, hey, maybe 20 developers. But there are no humans that would ever want to work for me. Working for me would be so soul-crushing. There are no milestones in my research, just a raw power chase. We're just constantly routing towards greater and greater things. The backend to FF Studio is the industry standard FFmpeg command. Everything you need to know about it is that it has a visual programming language written out in text. I wrote multiple versions of this language, but even I am scared of FFmpeg because it has these automatic shortcuts created by omitting parts of the language. And you need to remember what you can induce by omitting what, and I just don't want to do that. It makes the language challenging, even if you know it. I know of maybe 5 web programs that try to do what I did. There may be 10 programs in existence across different languages, but none of them were created without any effort and as a code example. Really, it is a code example. This is the heart of what made me realize that real programming was never possible before. It would just take decades. The key point to understand here is that you have a team of programmers. Your parents never had such a thing, and you barely have to pay for it, if at all. It can be as many as 20 machine people working for you, non-stop, no sleep. And yes, it can be local AI if you train it by the state-of-the-art systems. AI had bloomed so much this year that, by contrast, high school will destroy you if that's all you do. Not learning the art of creating artificial intelligence applications is guaranteed to keep you in poverty. You know that adults have destroyed school. You're going there to pretend to learn for grades. You need to adjust course. AI must become at least 5 times as important as pretending to learn. To put it the other way around, the more positive way, the chain of poverty that turned humanity into a farm animal is now broken. The only reason why we are still standing around is because that is how farm animals behave at first. We've been stuck for too long. We are crazed with sleepiness. It's hard to say where and when you need to start. Maybe create a programming language like I did, or wait until local AI becomes as powerful as what you can purchase out there. This way, you don't have to pay monthly fees and you can keep it at home. Listen, I heard a mom at the supermarket today explain to her daughter that she has to go to school to learn. This is not the truth. The truth is that you don't learn in school. You pretend to learn, and you only get an impression of education. They use the GPA to put your future in harm's way, and you try to avoid that by pretending to learn. Moving towards programming with AI, not even learning how to be a programmer. If you never learn how to be a programmer, then you will use extra tools to do the programming for you. You don't need to write code. You just need to be patiently using AI to create applications. And you don't have to pay for it. You can do it on the free web pages. Moving towards application creation this way is a way out of this fake school nightmare. You have to practice. You have to take some years to read about the different concepts that you can stitch your programs out of. You have to know to ask for zooming user interfaces, visual programming languages with nodes and cables, and custom language agents that help you create software programs in your own language without even low-powered AI making mistakes. That complex decade of programming that AI put in question today helped me rise above average AI things that AI creates today. You have to make a similar climb. You have to learn concepts that call to you. Because there is no more pretending to learn. Adults have ruined it. The school is out. You're gonna have to learn the way Newton did, on his own.